There are, of course, many Chanukah yot on the market in different shapes and sizes and forms, some of them looking very traditional, some of them looking very innovative. And sometimes the question comes up, is a particular shape of menorah or Chanukiah, is it kosher? We're very often taught as youngsters that the candles or neirot have to be arranged in a straight line, and they can't be higher than others or lower than others or circular or anything like that, and that's a problem. And to what degree is this accurate, or is there some flexibility there? So the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat on Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Bet in the Sugi of Ner Chanukah says that if a person filled up a dish with oil and then put wicks around the edge of the dish, so maybe a circular dish and you've got five or six wicks around it, which would count either as the sixth night or for six people on the first night, depending how you're lighting, then if you put a lid over the kli, so that each wick came out in a separate part of the lid, and it was clear that each wick is separated from the other wicks, then it counts as multiple lights. But if not, then it's as if you've made it into a madura. A madura is a fire rather than a flame, and it doesn't count even as one ner shel Chanukah. It seems that the din of ner shel Chanukah is that you should have a flame rather than a whole fire burning. And this is paskened in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tov Reish Ayin Aleph, Seif Dalad, and this seems to indicate that in actual fact it's not a problem to have your neirot in a circle, provided that they're properly separated from each other, because we saw in the Gemara that if you put a lid over it, then that's going to be satisfactory. The Rama says, so one should be careful to make sure that you've got all your lights in a straight line and not in a circle, because it would be a madura. So that's endorsing what the Mechaber has said, but seems to perhaps be unhappy also with having even with a lid on it, because you don't want it to be in a circle, whatever the circumstances are. But then he says, "Umutala hadlik ba'pamotot shekorin lampa." You can light in a lamp. A lamp, he means, sort of, you had a hanging chandelier with it was circular in shape, and it had one light in the middle, and then, you know, around the outside had another four or five or six lights there. You can light in that. Because it's very clear that each candle or each light is separated clearly from the next one. So what the Rama is clearly telling us is that so long as the Neirot are separated very clearly from each other, then it's not going to be a problem. There's discussion in the Achronim whether we need there just to be a distance of at least an etzba, at least one finger, between each candle, each light, or whether there also needs to be a machitza between them if they're in a circular shape. But certainly if they're, you know, in a lamp, a circular lamp, or a chanukiah, where each candle or each oil lamp goes into its own separate holder, and there's a proper distance between the two two adjacent lights, then it's clearly not a problem, even if it's not in a straight line. The Magen Avraham and the Taz say that it's not hidur mitzvah to use a lampa. So the question is, why not? Is it not hidur mitzvah because a lampa is just what you use the whole year round to light lights in, therefore it's not really clear that this is for Chanukah? Or is it, as the Aruch HaShulchan says, it's not hidur mitzvah because even though each light is separate from the next one, nevertheless it's still in a circle, and that's not the best way to do it. Certainly what seems to be the major concern is that if it's in a circle and all the lights are close to each other, then whether there's a lid on top or not, so the flames all blend together. You can't identify how many candles there are. Whereas if there's a big gap between each candle, then even if it's in a circle, you can still see how many separate candles there are. Certainly it would seem that if you've got a slightly curved Chanukiah, it's definitely not going to be a problem. Sometimes you have, you know, Chanukiot which are a little bit curved, just not even in a semicircle, but sort of broader than that. That would seem not to be a problem. Also, if they're, you know, not exactly shaveh, you know, they're not exactly all at the same level, I don't think it it matters. You want to be able to identify how many candles are there and see that they're all part of the same counting. But if there's, you know, one's 2 centimeters higher than the other or something like that, it shouldn't be a problem. Perhaps Hidur Mitzvah is to have it absolutely straight. But I think if a person has a nice Chanukiah which is slightly curved or slightly on a slope or something like that, then I really don't see why it should be a problem for Ne'er Shel Chanukah. Chanukah Sameach.